former Auckland Mayor John Banks seems to be toying with the idea of once again running for the mayoralty of New Zealand's biggest city. He was Mayor of Auckland from 2001 to 2004 and again from 2007 to 2010. Simon Wilson is a senior writer for the New Zealand Herald and he joins me now. Hello, Simon.
Good afternoon, Jesse.
What was your first thought when you heard this?
I was astonished. I was really astonished. I 72 years old. So there's a thing in politicians' heads, and a lot of them have it, which is hubris, the sense that they are more special than everybody else. The normal rules don't apply. And I guess you could say, you know, with every politician that they've got to believe they're the one who can make a difference, and that's why they're going to put themselves through all this. But it does strike me as a very far-fetched idea.
What vacuum would John Banks be filling in the 2019 local body elections?
Well, it's the oddest kind of vacuum. There is no leading centre-right candidate. There is nobody, you know, in Auckland politics, like in a number of parts of the country, the National Party doesn't stand as the National Party, and Labour doesn't stand as Labour, except in the south of the city and the west. There is always a kind of proxy national candidate. There is no obvious one this year. National itself is actually split. Some of the national people are supporting John Tamahere. Most of the national party members who are city councillors, formally or informally, support Phil Goff. And then there is a third grouping of national people who presumably don't want to support either. And maybe some of them will go with John Banks.
Did he do a great job between 2001 and 2004 and then in that second term, 2007 to 2010?
Well, he didn't. I mean, the thing that's interesting is that he's one of those people who's, it's pretty hard to do this. He came back, you know, as you say, he won and then he won again. But he also lost twice, of course. And the reason he lost twice is that on each occasion when he was mayor, he managed to alienate more people than he gained the support and respect of.
Mm.
So he got driven out of office twice. And when we had the first election for the Super City, 2010, he stood against Len Brown. Len Brown put 66,000 votes, extra votes on him. He got Banks only got two-thirds the number of votes that Brown got. He wasn't even close.
What are the controversies that contributed to his downfall as mayor?
You could probably argue that none of them are as big as the controversy that erupted after.
Yeah.
Because, of course, he was in court. He left Parliament and was in court charged with fiddling his electoral returns as the MP for Epsom, having been accused of taking money from Kim.com and doing it in a way that was designed to hide the contribution by splitting it into smaller amounts. Now, it's important to state that he was convicted of that in the High Court, but the Court of Appeal threw that out, said that there wasn't the evidence to hold that conviction. And it was thought it would go back to a retrial, and it didn't. So there has not been a new trial on that. So it's not like he's been found not guilty, if you like. It's just that it has never been retried. That's the big controversy that sits with him now. Prior to that, he was in his first term. He was the Rhodes mayor. He wanted to put a kind of large highway, a motorway through the eastern suburbs. That was one of the key issues that lost him the 2004 election. And then when it came to the super city, he had reinvented himself as a more liberal person than the kind of right-wing shock jock he'd been on what was then Radio Pacific as a talk show host. He became a more liberal kind of guy, which was great in one sense, but in another sense it was, well, who was John Banks? Is John Banks just an opportunist who's going where the wind blows? And it's always been hard to tell.
Whenever his name comes up, the names of a couple of apartment buildings come up as well. Scene one, scene two? What's the story
there? Yeah, scene one, scene two. Banks was associated with some of the worst aspects of a building phase in Auckland in the early part of the century, where shoebox apartments were put up inappropriately. I remember once, I mean, I've been in Auckland 15 years, one of the early occasions when I was taken by one of Banks's colleagues, who's a city councillor, up to the top of the city council building, and he looked out the window and he said, there, look at that, that's our problem and we did it. And what he was looking at was all the terrible, terrible shoebox apartment buildings on Nelson Street. See the scene apartments, which are at the bottom of Simon Street, were plonked there in a way that blocked the view of the harbour. And it's really quite an unforgivable piece of town planning back in the day when it was kind of a cowboy city.
Mind you, the guy I'd be up against, Phil Goff, has got plenty of detractors as well. Not like he's got everyone excited about him.
It's interesting, Matt. Goff, what does Banks say about Goff? That it's like your grandmother's cabbage, it just never gets better when you keep reboiling it the next day, which is a funny thing to say. Goff's detractors, basically, the main charge against Goff is that he's a vanilla kind of guy who isn't leading the city in a dynamic way and isn't solving problems fast enough. And the problems Auckland has are pretty big. I'm one of the people who thinks Goff isn't moving hard enough and fast enough. It's pretty widespread opinion. It's hard to see where Goff's real fan base is. It's partly Labour, but he claims to be an independent these days. He doesn't have that strong, powerful group in the city who go, yeah, he's our guy. And that, of course, must look a little bit appealing to Banks, and it has looked appealing to John Tamahere as well. And in that sense, you could probably argue that the Auckland mayoralty is a little bit open. Politics around the world, centrist, functional, efficient type managers like Phil Goff, suddenly people aren't interested in them anymore and stop voting for them. And, Tamahere and Banks might both be hoping that happens here. It's not clear yet that that's going to happen.
So will this happen, Simon? Will John Banks run for mayor this year? And if so, will he win?
It's interesting that he has floated the idea rather than announced his candidacy. I would say there's probably about a 30% chance that he will stand. He's got some very good advisers. He's got the leading centre-right political campaign analyst people who's contracted them to give him some advice. And my guess will be that they'll tell him there isn't a gap that's big enough for him to win. I mean, if there wasn't in 2010, it's incredibly hard to see how there might be in 2019. Everything's got worse for Banks rather than better in those intervening 9 years. So I would expect that the advice he will get will be, look, unless you're only in it for the ego, which is going to get terribly bruised, you shouldn't stand. So I would expect that comes through. If he does stand, if I'm wrong about that, I think he will probably come a distant third.
Nice to talk to you. Thanks so much. Thanks. Simon Wilson, senior writer at The Herald, on the likely success of John Banks, who it's been rumoured will make a run at mayor later this year in the 2019 local body elections in Auckland.